Weekday wake up on Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And the Rock Church Summer Theater begins this upcoming weekend. July 1st is opening day. And joining me in studio to tell us all the details is director of the theater. That's Kristen Bringhurst. And the playwright for this year's play is Tracy Sellers, both in studio today. Good morning, Kristen, Tracy. How are you guys today?
Doing fabulous.
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming in today. And exciting times. Not nervous at all for things to get going, are you? Yeah,
not at all.
Well, Kristen, let's start with you as director of the play for how many years in a row now?
Well, I started in 2007, and I had a little three-year break in between there. So probably, I haven't done the math, maybe...
It's been a couple, yeah.
I'll have to figure that out.
Yeah, perfect. So what is it about this production that keeps you coming back? Obviously, it's a passion for you because you're doing it year in, year out.
Oh, my gosh, yes, I love it. Okay, I did some math. This is my 12th year. So it's just so much fun. It's just such a great setup. I love theater. I absolutely love theater, whether I'm watching it or on stage or directing. I love everything about it, and we just have so much fun with this play every year.
My daughter was involved a few years ago. Absolutely, both of them actually, and both of them had a blast. And I think the setting also in kind of the Rock Church Theater in Auburn, it's very, very cool. Tracy's in studio. Tracy Sellers is the playwright for this. So Tracy, tell us, what is the play that you wrote for this year's summer theater?
Okay, so this is so fun. I got started on this is I was visiting with my mother-in-law, who is a longtime Star Valley resident, and she has since passed away. This is a visit that I had with her probably in 2005. But anyway, her family grew up in Thane, Wyoming. Her father was the Marshal of Thane, and her sisters, okay, so it's about her father, who was the Marshal, and he was involved in Thane's one and only shootout. And I thought, when she was telling me about this, I'm like, that's interesting. That is an interesting fact. That might make an interesting story. And the other thing that happened was when after the interview that I had with her about her childhood growing up in Thane in that time period, I noticed in the history, in her two oldest sisters were married on the same day to two brothers from Freedom, Wyoming that were their ranch hands, like their farm hands on their farm. And I thought, you know, that would be an interesting element to a story. We have a marshal in a shootout, and then we have these two sisters marrying these two brothers. And that's where the facts end, and that's when literary license took over. And I'm like, we could have a little fun with this. We could have these two sisters think that there was perhaps just one brother.
Okay.
And then we could have these brothers think that there was maybe just one sister, that they just, their paths never crossed and they just never met up with each other. And so we have these two sisters and these two brothers who are at war with each other on who's going to get the girl or the guy.
Wow. That's a very good plot twist. I like that a lot. And then you throw in the historic aspect of the shootout in Thane.
Yes.
That's one thing I really love about these productions is it's all kind of local Star Valley history with some embellishments, of course, right? As you were saying. And Tracy, so what is the production called? What's the name of the play?
The production is Trouble on the Double.
Very good. And so what goes into writing something like this? And I mean, it's not just the lines of the script, but the music and everything else.
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, it was a lot of research and history. I took all my notes from my interview with my mother-in-law, and we're going to actually put those in the program, historical facts, different things. There's little tidbits throughout the play that are just little fun things that she actually did as a child, like she snuck out of school to go see the cutter races, and since her dad was the marshal, he caught him. You know, he caught her and her brother at the races. So there's little tidbits there. And then, so after the research portion of it was done, then it went into the writing, and I have to tell you, it took me about 4 years to put this together. It was a long haul in just the writing of the script. And then as far as the music went, I had a little help from, I have a daughter that writes poetry, and so she helped me to do some lyrics. And then Eileen Humphreys is our music teacher. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman who offered to do the the actual accompaniments for us. So she wrote all the accompaniments just this last year after we got the lyrics done.
So all that work, I mean, 4 years worth of work, and now you're seeing it all come together. What is that like for you as a playwright to see everything kind of come together now and opening weekend on the way?
Oh, my goodness. It is delightful. I have to say that every time we go to a rehearsal, I am so excited to see it in living color. And then the thing that's super fun is the Rock Church Play cast will add their colorful humor and funny moments to it and their ideas, and it just makes it bloom. It's like it was maybe a little dry on the paper. I try to incorporate some humor, but they just take it over the top and add all this fun, interesting stuff.
Very cool. Well, I can't wait to see it. Tracy Sellers, the playwright, and again, Kristen Bringhurst in studio. She's the director of the Rock Church Summer Theater. And Kristen, tell us about the cast. You have doubles for every role, correct?
Yes, that's right. We have a fantastic cast. We do every year. And this year our cast is huge because this is based on a real family that had
ten children. They had
10 kids. So this is a lot of people on stage. But they're just fantastic. And so we have a double. If you know, oh, I know someone's in the play, you might want to check with them to see what night they're in the play. If you show up, it might not be their scheduled night. So if you're planning to see someone, check with them, find out what their schedule is. But the play is every Friday and Saturday in July. So you can just count on, and it's July 1st through July 30th. So if you've got a weekend, if you can find a Friday or Saturday somewhere in July, come out to the Rock Church and check it out. It's so much fun.
And what time do the doors open? And there is a small charge to cover the expenses here, correct?
So the doors open at 7. The play starts at 7:30, but we open the doors at 7, and tickets are just sold at the door. And this is actually sponsored by the Star Valley Historical Society. And this is their biggest fundraiser of the year. And so the fee has been up for, like, I think since the beginning of time. The first show was in 1993.
Wow.
I was just doing this math. So if it wouldn't have been for COVID, we had to skip a year in COVID in 2020. But if it wouldn't have been for that, this would have been the 30th year of the play. As is, it's our 29th production. So this is quite a fun Star Valley tradition. But they've always had a very small fee. And this year, because they're trying to, it's a fundraiser to, the funds help to maintain the building and other things for the Historical Society. So they've changed the prices. So this year it's $10 for an adult, and then students are $5, and under 5 and under, you get in for free. So people have always just paid $5 a person, and they just tweak that a little bit. So just be aware, $10 for adults, $5 for students, age 5 and under gets in for free.
And remember, the Rock Church probably doesn't have internet connection, so plan to pay in cash, right?
Yeah. That's correct. We are not swiping cards at the Rock Church.
Yeah.
That is true. Bring us some cash. Yeah, I think they might accept checks, but just bring a $10 bill or however you want to do that. Yeah.
Well, it's fantastic. I can't wait to go see it myself. Kristen Bringhurst, director, and Tracy Sellers, the playwright. Anything else about the production you want to mention?
Yes. So something else we do that's really fun is each night we have a pre-show where we feature local talent throughout the valley. And as you know, more than anyone, we've got a lot of it.
Yes.
So Eileen Humphreys is awesome, and she's the music director, and she lines up a different pre-show every night. So, and that's fun for the cast because they get to see a different little bit, but every night you come, it's going to be just a little bit different. And you might see someone doing something one night and then a different pre-show the next night. So that's also a fun thing that we do.
Awesome. Opening weekend this weekend, July 1st and July 2nd at the Rock Church Summer Theater in Afton. Kristen, Tracy, thank you both so much for your time.
Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.